customer security so I can make sure who you say who you are. I'm asking you to verify it from your end so that I can make sure I'm speaking to the right person. Thank you for the information. I have your accounting details in front of me, and as I can see here in my system, there are two different transactions coming out of your account, two different orders which is placed from your account, one for Apple iPhone 15 Pro Max amounting to $1,250, and the second order is for AR Ruger 5.56 pistol amounting to $699.99. Now, are you sure that none of your family members might have placed this order from your account? Now, can you tell me, like, when was the last time you used your Amazon account? Alright, okay. And as I can see here in my system, your Amazon account is logged in from three different locations. So can you tell me from which part of United States you're accessing your Amazon account? Washington, D.C., alright. And can you tell me who is accessing your Amazon account from the state of Oregon, New York, and Texas? Alright, okay. And your account is also logged in from multiple devices. Do you have any idea about this? Have you given out any of your accounting information to anyone? Alright, okay. And as I can see here in my system, there are multiple payment methods has been set up on your Amazon account for pre-authorized transaction. We have recovered 4 debit cards, 2 credit cards, and 1 Visa card which is linked with this Amazon account. Now, if you say that this is not you who have done this, then who have done this? Alright, okay. So, do you want me to do here? Okay, so you want me to cancel this account as well as the transactions, right? Alright, okay. So, here, in order to cancel this pre-authorized transaction, we have to send an email to your bank fraud department about this fraud, that this is not you who authorized it, it was someone else who got your information. So, they can help you cancel this transaction. And if money has already been debited from your account, then they can help you dispute that transaction, so the money will be refunded back into your account. So could you please help me with the toll-free number of your bank customer service so I can forward all the details to them?
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. And what is the name of the bank?
Okay.
Just give me a quick moment. Let me go ahead and forward all the details to JP Morgan Chase Fraud Prevention Department. Hold on, please. Alright, thank you for holding the line. Are you with me? Okay. I have forwarded all the details and documentation to JP Morgan Chase Bank. Now I'm going to connect your call to JP Morgan Chase so you can report the same and tell them that this is not you who authorized it and you need to cancel these transactions, okay? And once I connect your call to Chase, I will get disconnected automatically because bank does not allow three-way conference call for the customer security. So you have to address your issue to them properly. Please make a note of the transactions. And another is $699.99. This is for AR Ruger 5.56 pistol. Alright. You're speaking with Paul Williams. You can call us on the same number and you can ask me, you can ask anyone for me and they will transfer this phone call to me. No, I have the employee ID number. That is 3296. Alright. Do you have any more questions for me? Okay, so just give me a quick minute. Go ahead and connect your call to JP Morgan Chase. Hold the lines. Thank you.
This call will be monitored and recorded, and your voice may be used for verification. Welcome to Chase Fraud Prevention Department.
Para español, oprima el asterisco.
For difficulties using your Chase ATM or debit card, or if you have received notification to call us, press 1. For filing new disputes, or for questions about an existing transaction, claim or dispute, press 2.
Thank you for calling Chase Fraud Prevention Department. This is Emily. How can I help you? I'm doing great. How are you? Callback number is 1-800-436-7972.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you? My name is Emily Johnson.
Oh.
Alright, let me check. And you have an account with us? Alright, may I have your name, please? Could you please verify me your social security number? Well, you're calling here to report a fraud, so I have to make sure I'm speaking to the right person. So you have to verify me your social. Alright, thank you for the information. And could you please verify me your date of birth? Thank you for the information. I have your accounting information in front of me, and I can see there are two different pre-authorized transactions set up on your account. One for $1,250. Is for Apple iPhone 15 Pro, and the second transaction is for $699.99. It's for gun. Did you purchase a gun?